This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
During this chaos, what did President Trump do at that point? He went back to calling senators to try to further delay the electoral count. While the vice president was being evacuated from the Senate, President Trump called Senator Tommy Tuberville, one of his strongest supporters in the Senate. As Senator Tuberville later recalled, he had to end the call so that he could evacuate the Senate chamber himself. Let's listen.
He called, didn't call my phone, called somebody else, and they handed it to me. And I basically told him, I said, Mr. President, we're not doing much work here right now because they just took our vice president out. And matter of fact, I'm going to have to hang up on you. I've got to leave.
Senator Josh Hawley also had to flee. Earlier that afternoon, before the joint session started, he walked across the east front of the Capitol. As you can see in this photo, he raised his fist in solidarity with the protesters already amassing at the security gates. We spoke with a Capitol police officer who was out there at the time. She told us that Senator Hawley's gesture riled up the crowd, and it bothered her greatly because he was doing it in a safe space, protected by the officers and the barriers. Later that day, Senator Hawley fled after those protesters he helped to rile up stormed the Capitol. See for yourself.
Well, this is pretty much what primetime was like, the House committee detailing the findings of the investigation into January 6th. There's a break, and I guess they'll resume back in September, from what I understand. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, it is about the heat, and the heat turned up as to what the outtakes are and the reaction to what many saw and listened to during the evening. I don't know what the ratings are, how many people tuned in for some of the primetime. For some of these primetime committee hearings, you know, that's been 20 million or more. But it's about that 187 minutes, and the January 6th, the House January 6th Select Committee doing the blow-by-blow account of what happened during the Capitol siege, where the former president, where was he, and what did he do to bail out, rescue, help whatever lawmakers and his own vice president, Mike Pence, from the crazed mob that was unleashed on the Capitol. And then, I guess, ultimately, what does it mean? You have lots of Republicans, and, of course, Democrats, because that's an easy layup to jump on that, let's be honest. But a lot of people reacting as to what this means moving, you know, forward. What does it mean moving forward for the former president and his bid to maybe run for office again, right? So I think that this 187 minutes is what we're going to keep hearing over and over again if, in fact, the former president decides that he's going to run. And some of the people who worked in the White House talked about his refusal to intervene, even as he was watching the violence play out on television, and that it's pretty powerful evidence that he was trying to disrupt the congressional proceedings, again, going with the election was stolen, and this is the other part of this. So the bottom line is, this is very different from the other seven previous hearings, and it is just a referendum on whether you think, you know, people that are think like the election was stolen, or people who are looking toward how do we get Biden out of office if he runs again? Is he the guy, is the former president the guy to actually do that? So we're going to absolutely see lots of opinions coming down the lane. And, of course, the mailbag is filled with them. And typical of this audience, it's kind of all over the map. Many hardcore Republicans saying they thought it was disgraceful that they really actually backed Trump, liked a lot of what he did, but did not like what happened on that day. And others saying that the frenzy was on and what could happen, what could he do. So it's interesting to watch this and watch, again, the reaction, I think, more of Republicans, because obviously with Democrats, that's a layup, and you know that it's a they've got the bully pulpit, so to speak. So Democrats are going to continue to vote for Democrats. What does it mean for Republicans and this next time around, right? Wow. I will say this, Josh Hawley and the committee playing that video, and of course you heard that right there at the top, encouraging the mob, waving his fist in the air, and then like a weenie, cowardly snaking away. I mean, come on, there's no way. Fleeing the mob. I mean, like, come on. Like, hey, go, 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 but geez, don't, I gotta get out of here. I thought that was wicked cowardice. But again, easy to see that, obviously, in looking at the outtake of that. I mean, crazy. So also, what I think is being talked about, I don't think I know, what is being talked about around this country is the heat. I mean, I know I say it every single show, but I get so much from so many of you about the sweltering heat. And when are we going to see it stop? I mean, Texas has 24 wildfires going on, so much of that because of what's going on with the weather. And, of course, the warnings about heat exposure and heat stroke and all of that in between, some people feeling as though, okay, I can hang out there when it's scorching hot. And I said this the other show, that you just don't realize what's happening to your body until you sit down. And when, you know, what it feels like when it's really turned up, 100 plus Fahrenheit for 160 million at the height of this heat wave, being gripped by it, experiencing temperatures that are feel incredibly much higher than you even read on, you know, in looking at the thermometer going up and down, so to speak, right? It is like a thermometer. That's what I would say. Up and down, up and down. So the risk of heat-related illness is very, very high. And it's going to continue. In New York City, it's the lengthiest heat wave that could be the longest in 10 years, they say, where we've had more than 7 consecutive days. And that's where people are getting crushed, I think, that it's so many consecutive days in a row. And this is the other thing that you're filling the mailbag with, too. And we'll get to that coming up in this hour. Stay with us. Much more happening here on the show. We've just scratched the surface.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Here on this show, it's been 15 years and counting. Hard to believe that I was just 25 when I started. kidding. But yeah, it's amazing. Every time I think about it, when I go to do this, America Tonight. Every time I sit down, I think, wow, I can't believe how fast this time has flown. Just absolutely incredible. All right, again, prime time, January 6th, reaction to, I think, the big reaction, Josh Hawley, you know, running away, and he's a meme now all over Twitter, etc. People are putting soundtracks underneath him, reacting to the footage that was shown of him, so he's really taken a flogging for sure. The woman who you heard at the top was Congresswoman Elaine Lorio, Democrat from Virginia. It's bipartisan. There's Republicans and Democrats on this House committee. That, of course, was the bone of contention of Kevin McCarthy, because a couple of people that he wanted on the committee weren't put on the committee. But that is a rewind to the very beginning of this thing. So I will say that, as I mentioned, that sheds light on some of what was going on there, that was a big impression, that he made that rapid exit out of the Capitol as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and other supporters of the former president were roaming the building, that he pumped his fist in support and then flew the coop. So it was, you know, hey, I'm with you, I'm supporting you. And then that's what it looked like, and then bolted, and that's what you saw, what was happening there. There's no question. And again, it's just, there's lots of reaction to this, and you had lots of reaction to it, so I promise we will get to that 187 minutes when we hit the mailbag, because a lot of you flooded the mailbag with again, comments from that, because that was the focus. This whole focus was about the president and what the president did and what others said around him about that and what they were trying to get him to do. So moments that were brought up where, like, you had besides the Josh, Hallie stuff being shown, you also had conversation about Mike Pence and his detail and White House security official, unnamed official, describing the radio messages from Mike Pence's security detail, saying that some of the members feared for their own lives as the mob entered the Capitol, and the official saying the agents came very close to having to use lethal force or worse, and added that some radioed in goodbyes to their family members. That was another piece that came out. And then also that there were, texts showing frustration between some of the former president's campaign aides over news that the Capitol police officer, Brian Sicknick, had died a day after confronting rioters at the Capitol. Tim Murtaugh, who was one of the Trump campaign spokespeople, said, blank, try not to even have acknowledged the death of a police officer. And then you had the deputy director of communications for the Trump campaign, Matt Walking, who said, that is enraging me. Everything he said about supporting law enforcement was a lie. So again, this would be things, these texts were picked out, and these would be things that are certainly being talked about. So, again, whatever your politics, whatever you think about the outcome of the elections, it's now about what happens, if anything, moving forward, and whether or not the former president, Donald Trump, is really going to get the backing, I'll just say from the political point of view, of the Republicans that he needs to run again, because he certainly could. I can't believe that he couldn't amass a war chest. We've seen what Ron DeSantis has done. So kind of the other side of that is not just what are the repercussions. I think it's the what happens moving forward, right? I think that's the thing. And does this have any kind of reflection? Is there any aftermath of of this? And I can't look into any kind of crystal ball and tell you for sure. I just know what I've gotten from really longtime hardcore conservative buddies and others that have listened to the show and what they're saying. And it's not support, that's for sure, even though the support was there initially, right? Absolutely. So, and we'll get to them when we get to the mailbag. I'll just tell you one. Tim, who's been a longtime listener of the show, hardcore Republican, voted for Trump twice, does not like Biden, hates Biden, and thinks that he's been awful for the country, said, Kate, I do have to say this. I would not want Donald Trump to run again after knowing and seeing some of the things that happened there and the reaction, especially no support for law enforcement, none that was clearly there, even if his own family members were sympathetic and thought that there should have been a response. I think that Republicans need to understand that he is just not fit for the office moving forward. And I think it would be a big mistake for him to be the Republican candidate. And I say that almost with a lump in my throat because he did do some good things while in office, and we needed somebody that was an outsider, which I thought was brilliant. But what happened on that day should never, ever have happened. And no matter what party, no matter the feelings of feeling like you were ripped off or any of that, there is the idea of upholding the office of being the commander in chief, and he was not presidential in any of the action that he took on January 6th. All right, so that was one from the mailbag. We'll dip into it as we move along, like I said. Some else that we're surfing up here on the show is coming up. I am going to do a preview of, I do the cheap movie reviews because you love when I do those. Or maybe you hate them, I don't know. But I get enough reaction to it. There's a new scary movie, Nope, that came out, and I saw it. And so what did I think of Nope? Scary movies, I believe, are hard to do well because they're such slash trashers now. And I'm not entertained by that. I like something that's more intriguing and makes you maybe jump. And this movie was pretty, it was pretty interesting. Let's put it that way. Pretty interesting. So I'll just tell you ahead of time. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. All right. Not to bury the lead, but this is the other thing that's being talked about is President Biden at his age and everything else testing positive for COVID-19. He's going to work in isolation, has mild symptoms, posted a video to Twitter, told Americans he's doing well. His symptoms continue to be mild. And he just said in the video, I guess you heard I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaxxed, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. I really appreciate your inquiries and concerns. I'm doing well, getting a lot of work done. It was like a 20-second video. And he's going through, again, the protocols of what you would do with testing positive. He just doing it where he's in isolation, and that's the day he's taking the antiviral drug Paxlovid that people are taking, which is available through emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19. And he's just following those guidelines. But it is kind of curious. What are the symptoms? Since I have friends that have this now, right now they have it. What are the symptoms? And the symptoms are runny nose, fatigue, dry cough. That's the symptoms. A lot of people report those symptoms. And we do know, and I've talked about this, that we've now seen this uptick in COVID, and more people are doing the home tests because they're going to barbecues, they're getting together, they're tired of being isolated, but they don't want to spread it to anyone else. So the popularity of home testing is still around and back. I think with masking, a little here, a little there, but the weary are winning the war on that front. Mailbag next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announced Thursday morning that President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha addresses concerns employers may require that their employees work even if they're diagnosed with COVID based on the president still working.
The president feels well and feels capable of continuing to work. Obviously, His schedule is modified, right? He's not going to be able to make the same trips, but he's able to work from home. But I feel very, very strongly that if people feel ill, people feel sick, they absolutely should get time to recover.
Top Gun Maverick is now the ninth highest grossing release in American history, passing The Avengers, the movie making over $620 million. USA Radio News. Two men are found guilty in a dangerous smuggling case in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings as temperatures soar into the triple digits across the United States Thursday. Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. will all roast into the 90s. Meantime, daily record highs are expected in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Triple-digit temperatures are forecast across much of the south-central United States, with Memphis, Kansas City, and Dallas all reaching over 100. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, the mailbag is full. Lots of people reacting to primetime January 6th hearings. Not surprised because it's 187 minutes. It's all about what happened to the president, his response. Got this one from Joe, who says, "Ew, Delaney. I have not watched much of this whole hearing thing because I think it's money down the drain. I do think it was utterly despicable what happened on the 6th. I think the people that rioted should not be hailed as heroes or patriots or any such thing. They made us look like blank holes, if you know what I mean. And you said it on the air. We look like a third world banana republic. And it was devastating in my heart to see what happened. I am a conservative male. I am for gun rights. I am pro-life. I have voted Republican my whole life, but I could not vote for Donald Trump again. I did vote for him twice. I do not think that he was awful in office, especially in the very beginning, but sometimes hubris gets the best of us, and I do believe he thought he was going to win that election over Biden and heard a few things that didn't go well at some of the voting spots across the country, in which, of course, you have talked about that before. You just had someone on talking about it. You understand that. I understand that. But no matter what, it is the process, and we've all been there, not on that level, and I think that his reaction was just wrong. You think of the families, you think of the Capitol Police that were exposed and were beaten and treated as if they didn't matter, and here they are just trying to do their jobs, and they were in such ridiculous harm's way that even some of them committed suicide because they couldn't stand what happened, is what I really believe. So shame on the former president Just awful, awful, awful. All right, we go from that to, and I like how he spells it out. Here's my card. Here's what I am. Here's how I voted. Here's what I think. And that's it in a nutshell. Okay, this one is different. This one is from Max. And Max says, hi, Kate. You know, I have not watched I've seen the clips, but I've not, like, sat and watched all of the January 6th committee hearings. I think there is a little bit of a slant to this. I do think it was a mistake the way things were handled on the 6th from the White House. But here's the thing. In the long run, there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to change. The only thing that will change, I mean, in other words, there's nothing legally that will happen to Donald Trump anyway. So highlighting this and just enraging people more, I don't know. I don't know if there's much to going back in time. Yes, I guess you could say, well, there has to be some accountability. But the bottom line with that is we've passed that whole accountability thing. So when I look at it, I see a man who really thought he was ripped off and should have been president again. And for hours, he just watched and watched and watched and didn't react and call for calm the way he should have. And maybe he also had too many sycophants around him who, not to defend him, who did not push him harder to make him do what he should have done a lot earlier. But it's really kind of hard to defend the indefensible. But again, these hearings resume back in September. We're spending bucket loads from this. And just so people realize, nothing is going to happen from here other than maybe the former president doesn't get the GOP nod the next time around. You know, the point you make about nothing is going to happen here is prosecutorial-wise is right. It is. And here's the thing. The sycophant comment is interesting because one of the things that Trump said is that Mike Pence told me and everyone else that there was nothing he could do about the electoral vote count. It was etched in stone. He said this on Thursday earlier in the day. He said, but if so, how come the Democrats and rhinos are working so hard to make sure there is nothing a VP can do? He said the former president and some of his allies have been accused of attempting to set up alternate electors to vote for him and later trying to have then Vice President Pence not certify the election. And Trump said this was a major event because everybody ganged up and said that Mike had no choice. He could not send the slates back to the states, which I suggested he do, for possible retabulation and correction based on large-scale voter fraud and irregularities. So, you know, he has not let up on that. He just had a big speech at Faith and Freedom Coalition, and he criticized Pence for rejecting, you know, the request that he refused to certify the results of the 2020 election. In fact, he called him a human conveyor belt for stating that he was constitutionally required to oversee the certification and couldn't reject electoral votes because of the then president's claims of voter fraud. So, and he said Mike had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of the weak people, Mike and I say it sadly because I like him. He said, I like him, but he didn't have the courage to act. But then Pence has repeatedly said he didn't have the authority to reject the electoral votes and break with Trump on the issue. And that's been the friction. And that's part of which now carries over to what happened on the Hill and what happened that day, you know, etc. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Haley, and Haley says, I don't see the point in this, in just carrying these hearings over and over and over again, because I can't imagine that anything is going to happen with this. Isn't really a criminal, it's not really the right spot for the whole criminal investigation, and I don't think anyone pays the price for what happened to those who died and some of the outrageous things, except for the people themselves that were part of the riots. So we can talk about electoral counts, we can go through what happened those years ago, but I think it's more about moving forward, is, to be honest. I think it's more about moving forward, I think, than anything else. All right, then I got a couple like this. This one from Gary. He says, go Trump, go. It is so slanted and ridiculous. I can't even stand to watch any coverage, including my pals on Fox. I can't stand to watch any coverage of what happened with this House committee and the details and the findings and what they are, you know, what they're trying to show. Because, again, much of the evidence has already been reported or presented, I guess just not on prime time, but we've already seen all this, so we're hearing and seeing some of the same things over and over, just presented in a different way. I feel sorry for all the people who were violated and shouldn't have been on that day, but I think we need to boot this and move forward unless there's something else criminally that's coming out of it, because that's already happening and the people who were the perpetrators are being held accountable. And then this one's, because I'll say this one for Matt, I think that the president should have been held accountable for what happened with that mob. He should have stopped that sooner. He was the leader of the free world, a chance to be presidential. And no matter what he thought happened with the election, this was a big moment for him to stand up and stop what was like a evil that permeated throughout that crowd that were in a frenzy. It would have been something, and I think would have helped his bid to get back in office again, if he still stood by his comments that the election was stolen, but if he had stepped up and stopped the crowd, fine with the rally, I think that's fine. But in any way, having that group go down to the Capitol and do what they did, that really should have been stopped sooner. And it may hurt his chances to go after this office again, which frankly I think is too bad, because I still would vote for him absolutely over Biden or whatever Democrat is thrown up. All right. So this pretty much is most of what the mailbag is, and you can send me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I started by saying the show, what does this do moving forward for the, you know, we're coming up to the midterm elections, what does this do for the Republicans in what's going to happen in the next presidential race? I mean, does this hurt his chances? Is he really going to declare? I mean, we think that, right? But then sometimes you get mixed messages, and does it have any neutralizing impact whatsoever by what's being said at these hearings? All right, coming up, hard to believe, here we are, almost the tail end of the show, a conversation with a guy that's always, I swear, he is always being covered by the paparazzi, Tyler Cameron. He's got a great message, though, about running a marathon and second chances. He'll explain coming up next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Pleased to have Tyler Cameron on with us. So you may know him as one of the stars of The Bachelorette. He's a marathon runner. He's an author. He has his own construction company. I could go on and on and on. I even remember him from his football playing days, which actually wasn't too long ago at Wake Forest. He was excellent. And then FAU, too, where he went on to do other great things like get his MBA. So he's the all-around American guy. He's awesome, and he's part of Degree Deodorant's Not Done Yet Marathon program, which is, check this out, giving marathon runners who previously have not finished their races a second chance at completing the 26.2 miles at the 2022 San Francisco Marathon. So there's something to this overcoming self-doubt, and I have a feeling he knows a lot about that. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
That's a heck of an intro. Thank you for having me.
Well, you deserve it. So let's talk about, first of all, your role in the marathon. I know you're a runner, so how'd you get involved with this?
Yeah, so, you know, I've run three marathons previous to this, and I've been through those moments of self-doubt. I've been mile 23, mile 24, where my body's cramping and locking up, and I can't move, and I'm just like, how the heck am I going to get through this? And so my role is to kind of be that coach for them, to kind of, you know, talk them through things they're going through, talk them through things that helped me get through my marathons. And really, it's just an honor to be a part of Ashley, Mike, and Segura's team, because, you know, they're getting a second chance to get out there and run these marathons. And their stories are just so incredible. And to be there, to cheer them on, to push them, to help coach in any way, and to see them get past that finish line is going to be the ultimate success. And I just can't wait to see their faces when they get through this finish line.
Yeah, and how do you do that when you feel like you're stuck? I mean, look, you've done three marathons, and even though you're in great shape and you're an athlete, you still have to push yourself, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and I think you got to find what motivates you, what makes you go, what makes you tick. You know, for me, the first marathon I did, when I crossed the finish line in New York City, my mom was there to hug me and give me my medal. And, you know, a few months later, my mom passed away. And so now when I run for her. And, you know, there's multiple times where I've been running that marathon. I'm cramping and I feel like I can't even move anymore. And my whole body is just shot. But I keep telling myself, make mama proud, make mama proud. And I just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you keep moving, you'll overcome that self-doubt. And that's what the Green Deodorant is talking about here with this Not Done Yet team. And so you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you'll get to that finish line, whether that's a marathon, whether that's something in work, in life, whatever it is, you know, just find what makes you go, what makes you tick, and just keep telling yourself, keep making that person proud, or keep pushing yourself. You'll get to where you want to go.
Yeah. And you're going to be there, right, for when they cross the finish line?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm probably going to have no voice. I'm going to be yelling and screaming so much. I'm going to be there cheering them on and right there for them from the start, from the finish, midway. Anytime I get to see them, I'm going to try and see them. So it's going to be a big day for everybody. I just can't wait to be there to embrace them and all their success.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. You mentioned your mother, which I think it's wonderful that she was there in New York City to give you that hug. And what a great memory for you. And you have actually a charity in honor of your mom. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. We have the Andrea C. Cameron Foundation, which we started, and that's to help, you know, kids, you know, who struggle with funds to raise scholarships for them and help them go to schools or trade schools and really just find a way for my mom to still be a mom and have an impact, because she was such an impactful mother for so many people besides just me and my brothers. So we wanted to find a way for her to still have that motherly impact, and we felt like scholarships were the best way to do that. We're actually getting ready to have our first gala and golf tournament to raise more money so we can help more students out.
Yeah. I want to talk about this, too, because, of course, it seems like every time I turn around, you are in the tabloids. Do you just ignore when you see that, or you just think, well, you know, that's part of the deal, I mean, right?
Yeah, you learn to live with it. You know, it's just what life is now. And at first, it was a little crazy, you know. But now I've just become so accustomed to it, and it is what it is, and just keep moving on and just laugh at it and go.
The construction company. So you split time between New York and Florida. What's it been like starting that company?
It's been a lot. You know, it's been a lot. You know, there's so much that goes into building a house. You know, right now we have, you know, we got two spec homes out of the ground, two more coming up, and then we got three custom homes, along with a huge project coming up. I'm excited to share with everybody soon. But yeah, it's a lot, you know, but the greatest thing is I'm working with my dad again, and, we're teaming up on all these projects and we're having a blast. And, you know, there's always that fatherly son conflict, but at the end of the day, we know we love each other. We know we have one goal and one mission, and it's allowed us to get closer and have more fun together and do more things together. So, you know, I learned with my mom, time is of the essence, and, I'm just glad I could spend more time with my dad.
Tyler Cameron, thanks so much for coming on, and good luck to your team.
Thank you very much. We're going to get it done.
So interesting in having that conversation with Tyler. I mean, seriously, guys, you look up Tyler, and he is constantly hounded by the paparazzi. Just today, it popped up, New York Post, page 6, Tyler Cameron and Paige Lorenzi confirm relationship with a kiss, and it's like they just follow him around. And then there was a thing about his, who he's having bromances with, his buddies, you know. Is he in a fight, clashing with this guy? The cheat sheet talks about it. Yahoo talks about, his friendship. Where is his friendship with Matt James? Where does it stand? And it's like, wow. And I didn't realize that until I knew I was going to talk to him man, I mean, once you're on The Bachelorette, I guess, and you kind of get on the radar, because that show's been around for a long time, Bachelorette and The Bachelor. I mean, that was the other part of it. So either one of those two shows now. But nice guy, and a good, perfect place for him to be involved, and because he is the he is ultimately the one who pushes himself. That's why I asked him that question, to do the things that he does. So them getting him involved with that team, I think was a super, super smart thing to do. So that's interesting. We move from Tyler and his charmed life to reaction to Elon Musk. I mean, I've said this before. Elon Musk, to me, seems like he's a little off the chain, right? But you got to give him credit for getting it done as far as space is concerned. And also doing the electric car thing. I mean, look, nobody else was doing it, right? So the billionaire, sometimes baby, was spotted out on this, of course, luxury vacation in Mykonos, Greece. And what was so interesting is it's just like Tyler, right? When you're that kind of guy in a different way, you're going to have the TMZs, paparazzis, people following you all over the place. So, of course, he gets followed around all the time. And he was shirtless, and they had a bunch of pictures they were releasing, you know, that they put out into the world of him. And his skin, first of all, he was like, it's like, boy, I hope he's lathered up because he looked like Casper the Ghost. And people were body shaming him, right? Because it didn't look like he had any six-pack abs, let's put it that way. And we do live in the world of, you put it out there, man, and they're going to, you are a target because of Twitter, which isn't going to buy now. Twitter and Facebook and whatever social media platform there is, it's a different world. As we've seen, there's the commonality with January 6th. A lot of the people who were involved in the attack on the Capitol, a lot of them are being prosecuted because they were bragging and putting things out on social media. So we see what happens in the world that we live in, and you can't be someone of his fame and not think you're not going to have people that are going to put nasty-looking photos of you all over the place when they get a glimpse of you that's not flattering. Boy, oh boy. All right, once again, it's a good payoff here at the end to remember, whether you agree, disagree with anything I've said, or you have your own thoughts on everything that we put into the mix in these shows, I want to hear from you. Bring it on. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.